Okay, good morning, good vosh, Shavua Tov, happy Bahab. Perek Gimel. So what he just said was that he explained the word Elohim and the word Elohim. In other words, that it means Koach, power, the master of powers. Elohim, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, means the power behind all powers, inasmuch as he created the world something from nothing, continues to sustain it on a continuous basis. Therefore, every power that exists in the world, obviously, or every power that exists, period, derives its power from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even though, as he said, the name Elohim is used as Shem Shutaf for a... is the word synonym? The word is not synonym. There's another word for that. I forgot what it was. But okay, one word used for two similar ideas, but not the same as synonym. Something like that. I don't remember. Yeah. So anyway, it is used for judges, and it is used for angels, and it is used for sarim, and so on and so forth. When it talks about Elohim Acherim, he had a fascinating explanation for that, which is that what it means is powers, acherim, who have their power from the other. Their power is not self-contained, independent, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but their power comes from acherim, from outside of themselves, which is a novel pshat in Elohim Acherim. It's usually not how it's translated. Right? Not a contradiction, but, you know, that's, I think, anyway. So he says, now, he's saying all this in the name Elohim in order to explain why the Torah says that B'Tselem Elohim Baras Adam, that the human was created in the image of Elohim, why specifically that name of Hashem is used when it refers to the human being's creation. Okay, so he says this at the beginning of chapter Gimel, Kein B'Dimyom Zeh Kiviyachol, so in this comparison, as if possible, Barahu Yisbarach, we always say Kiviyachol because the truth of the matter is, as Ramchal and the Rambam and Ramchal and others point out, a true understanding of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is not possible for us, right? Ilu Yadativ Hayitiv, if I'd know him, I'd be him. So the finite mind cannot comprehend the infinite, right? Unless you'd be infinite, which case, right? So and so the Rambam says all we can do is explain or describe what he's not, or perhaps describe his actions. Okay, and the Ramchal says similar idea, following the Rambam and the Rabbi Yehuda Levi and others. So therefore we say, you know, yes, there's a comparison, but kiviyachol, as if possible, there's type of like a little caveat when we make these comparisons to keep that idea in mind.
Okay. Who uses that term, ilu yadati feisa?
I don't know. It's some medieval poet, but okay. I don't remember who it is. It's a nice little phrase. I think it's right. So bara hu yisbarach esa adam. So Hashem created the human. V'hishlito al ribei ribavan koiches v'olamas emisbar, and gave the human power. Hishlito gave him shlita, shilton, governance, power over tens of thousands of powers and of worlds without number. Masram biyado shehu, and he gave them into the hand of the human being, shehu amadaber v'amanhig osam, he will be the ruler and the leader of them. Medaber from the dabar echad lador, so the word dabar means leader as well. I'm trying to think of an explicit example of that, but we use dabar to mean to lead or to overcome, sometimes to conquer. Yadber sonei amir yadber amim tachtenu, right? Ulu umim tachas ragleinu. Yadber, may they be controlled by us, may they be conquered by us. Yadber, right? So the word dabar, and the Gemara puts it as dabar echad lador, one ruler for the generation, not two rulers for the generation, etc. So that's what he means here, just using that word. I'll be called Pratav, so like a midbar is a place where it's difficult to conquer, difficult to, right? Mi means from, as excluded from. Mi, davar. In other words, it's not a place where there can be davar, where there can be normal leadership or conquest. It's a desert, right? There's nothing there. Okay, so Midbar, some say. Anyway, so he says, so the human will be the center of all these powers and all these worlds. Api kol prate tnuosav, tnuos masav, vidiburav, umashavosav, which will, all these words will be affected. Powers, worlds will be affected, will be by his actions, his speech, and his thought. Because every component of the human being is linked somehow to the entire world, but really, he says, not just this world, but all these spiritual worlds as well. So, just a word about that. So, what he's basically saying is that, you know, like for instance, we know in ecology, okay, we have the, everyone, everything is linked in some way, maybe very tenuous, but there's a link. You know what I mean? The actions of people in the Northern Hemisphere spraying fluorocarbons all over the place will create ozone holes in the ozone layer of the Southern Hemisphere, increase skin cancer rates, and subsequent, you know, and that will do something else, and that will do something else, and so on and so forth. And, you know, the dodo bird becomes extinct in Morrisania, whatever it is, and then so. But of course, the whatever vegetation required going through the digestive system of the dodo bird in order to, you know, to generate seeds, germinate its seeds, obviously also will start to die out or become less, and that means it's a habitat for other animals, which will have to find some other habitat or some, and so on and so forth, ad infinitum. It's not possible for us to even understand. That's even on a purely physical level. Right? Rabbi Jonathan Sacks talks about moral ecology. Right? You have a similar idea morally, right, that my actions affect the person's, the other person. So let's say I affect that person's mood, and then, you know, the way he deals with other people during the day is affected by the mood based on what I did to him, and that may affect their interactions with other people, and you have no idea, right? Because they'll send an email to someone, whether it might be nasty or it might be more pleasant, and the impact of that may have a huge difference on the way that person reacts, and so on and so forth. And it's important to make such a calculation very, very difficult for us to understand and to realize the import of actions, both on the level of physical ecology and the level of moral ecology. So he's adding, and Reb Chaim is adding another level, right? There's the physical ecology, moral ecology, and the spiritual ecology. Okay. And in the same way, every action, thought, speech also impacts all these various spiritual forces, powers, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And I'll read a little more of his language, and I'll just say a little more. Chol sidrei hanhagosav, and all of the human's activities, hein l'tov ol heifeh chas v'shalom, whether for the good or the opposite, chas v'shalom, ki b'masav v'diburav machshavosav atovim hu mekayim v'noisen koyach, become a koichas for lamas elyonim akadoshim. Through his actions, thoughts, and speech, which are good, he gives power to the holiness in the world. He mosif behem kedushavor. He adds holiness. He adds light to all of these worlds. Kamoshikosav asim dvarei beficha lintoa shemayim vilusod oretz. I will place my words in your mouth. Lintoa shemayim, to stretch out the heavens and to found the very word, the very earth, so that the human beings. Speech, in a sense, if it's in Divrei Torah, if it's in Lashon Hara, depending what it, right, is going to have an impact on the degree of, I guess, spiritual impact or influence from HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the world. It can block it. It can increase it. It can. So it's almost like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world as like a, what do they call those things? The biospheres. You know, the biosphere where. They lock these people into this environment, completely closed environment. Everything happens in there, right? It's completely isolated from the outside environment, and everything that happens in there is completely, utterly dependent upon the people inside that environment, that biosphere. Okay, so whatever they do affects the entire, every level of existence in that biosphere, right? I think they do it for I think research into what it would be like to, you know, to
live in Mars,
go to Mars, you know, that type of thing. All right. So, it's almost as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustains everything. The biosphere exists only because Hashem wants it to exist. But he put the human in it and gave us the control, so to speak. that what happens in it is a reflection of what the human does. Like the Yaakov sees the ladder, right, Sulam, with the angels going up and down, and the Mefarshim, many of the Mefarshim discuss that they should be going down and then up. Right? If I'm dreaming of angels, they should be coming down the ladder first, then going up, not going up, then coming down. Right? Angels live there, right? In the right. So some say it's because it was the angels, Malachim of Eretz Yisrael were leaving him, Malachim of Chutzaris were joined. That's Rashi, right? But there are others who say that what it means is the angels going up is that the origin of the positive kedusha and energy is actually with a human who creates those angels. They go up the ladder. And then the angel that is sent down the ladder by HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really a reflection of what we send up. So therefore, it starts here. It's not like HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends down something and we react. It's actually on the opposite. It's the opposite, right? It's we are creating the malach, good or whatever, and that goes up the ladder. And then what comes down is really... So it's very much like the biosphere analogy, which shockingly none of them Mefarshim mentioned, but it's very much like that, which is what Reb Chaim Volozhin is saying regarding the human power and impact on the world. Let's just finish the paragraph. Kamar Maram Zav Al Tikrei Banayich Ela Banayich. Don't read your children, but read your builders. Why are Talmidei Chachamim called builders? Ki Heim Amasadrin Olam Asayonim Kaboyin Amasad Binyano. They organize the higher worlds. V'noisnim behem Rav Koach, and place in them power. He destroys these worlds. Right? Your destroyers and your annihilators will come from within you, meaning from within the human being. We'll have to explain a little bit, which we haven't actually explain yet, maybe we jump in the gun, but just to explain a little bit, what does he mean by olamas? What does he mean by koichas? That's not a simple idea, but it's worthwhile, we'll spend a little bit of time explaining that. But what he's saying here is that when it says that that we are in the Tselem Elokim, this is what it means. Just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Baal HaKoichas Kulam, so he made the human being Baal HaKoichas Kulam in terms of what happens in the world, that we are linked to all the koichas in the world and they depend upon human action, thought, and speech for good or for the opposite. So that's how he understands it. Okay, all right, we'll stop here. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Did I get the emails and stuff?